Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, we come before you. We're giving you all the honor, God, and all the praise. We worship, God, because you're still in control. You're God that still have your hand over everything. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us. How you continue to lead and guide us, God. How your Spirit is continuing to work inside. We ask that you be with us. Be with our government, God. Be with this world. When we cry out to you, God, when we turn back to you, God, that your hand is still like it's extended. It still holds. Your love is still abound. Your kindness, your patience, it's all there, God, if we just turn and put our trust and put our faith in what God is providing for us. We receive all his promises. Lord, we thank you that you continue to have it out there, God. You don't draw it back. With all the stuff we do that goes against you, God, you still are loving. Your love is greater than our sin, God. Lord, we thank you for this day for being so merciful. Continue to provide such wonderful grace for us that we're able, under the grace that's in you, under the grace of Christ Jesus, receive that which is from God. We ask that you bless us and guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's cover God provides as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, the more we grow in the Lord, the more we'll come to know who provides all we need. See, in the beginning, many of us call on the Lord, but we still depend on ourselves to get most of the things done in our life. It's only when we have nothing left that we seek the Lord for answers. See, God does not want to be the last one we called on, but the first. We won't come to understand this approach until we come to understand the limitations of our ability to choose the right solution the first time. Instead of going through all the mistakes, mistake after mistake, hoping to find a solution, we need to turn to God who will lead us to the right solution with all the mistakes. God will lead us to the correct solution the first time. This will be true in all that we do in the business, our marriages, our family, any decision, anything we need, anything that we set our mind to, if we take it to the Lord, God, if it's his will lead us into that. The first time, we don't have to spend our cycles making so many mistakes because we're trying to figure this out our own way. We must become like Abraham, who sought the Lord. See, after doing what the Lord asked him to do, he continued to listen to God as he carried out God's will. God would test our faith so he can demonstrate just how much we need to depend on him, just how much God is our provider. See, Abraham came to see and understand that God will provide. And we must learn the same lesson for our faith to grow in God. We got to get to that point that we know that God is the one who provides all of our needs. We must make sure our lives are aligned with Christ Jesus so we're able to carry out God's will. So when we ask the Lord for favor in our time of need, he will answer us. God will look upon our situation and deliver us so we can escape that which comes against us and grow in our relationship with the Lord. See, if we remain faithful to God, we'll see that God provides. The Lord will shower us with abundance. He will refresh us when we grow weary. See, the Lord will provide a place for us to settle, a place for us to raise our families. God will provide for us. The Lord will provide for his people, the poor, the needy, all of those who seek favor from God. If we live our lives in Christ Jesus, if we put our faith in him correctly, God will provide. God provides. See, he provides redemption for our soul. The covenant he ordained is still standing in Christ Jesus. It's still there for us today. We must receive God and receive all that he has in his son, Christ Jesus. He's our provider. He's holy. His name is awesome. It's powerful. It's We're blessed to live long lives. Each one of us, we're experiencing a time where we need the Lord to show up and provide for us. We can find ourselves in a situation like Jonah, in a life-threatening situation where we need God to provide a way through. Go and meet Jonah chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. See, there are times when we cannot provide for ourselves. Much like the times today with all of the sickness, the pandemic going on, we can't provide for ourselves. The government, the world can't handle it. It's in these times we need to know it is God who provides for us. Jonah chapter 1, verses 15 to 17 says, "Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights." See, we must understand when we ask God to provide for us, he's going to provide his way, which is the best way for all concerned. See, God wanted to teach Jonah how he provides. The Lord sent Jonah to Nineveh to help him save them. God provided a vine, then he allowed the vine to perish. Jonah disagreed and became angry with God. And God caused the sun to shine on Jonah, and he became faint and near death. Finally, Jonah understood that God provides in a way that not only saved him, but also saved others. See, if we want God to provide, we need to remain in the Lord and live by faith. We must consider the kindness and the sternness of God. We have to see how God works. It's not how we think. If we want God to be a provider, we have to tap into Christ Jesus. We have to tap into the will of the Father. We love the first, but we discard the second. We love it when God shows us kindness, but we don't like it when he shows us sternness. The Lord shows sternness to those who fall, but kindness to those who remain faithful. Provide in a way for his kindness to continue. Otherwise, we'll be completely cut off. He's a loving God. And see, everything we need can be found in Christ Jesus. He's the radiance of God's glory, the exact reputation of his being. It is Christ Jesus who sustains all things by his powerful word. It is Christ who provides purification for our sins, who sat down at the right hand of the Father. He's our provider. He can do it. No matter what situation we find ourselves in, Christ can get us through it. See, the Father through Christ and by his mercy provides a new birth into a living hope through Christ's resurrection. We are provided an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade away. See, God provides everything we need. There's no need to seek another provider or try to provide for ourselves. We have someone who's willing, loving, kind, great, awesome, powerful, who wants to provide for us. We just need to seek him. We need to live our lives for him. See, God provides. His divine power gives us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us into his glory and goodness. See, God provides. He gives us the great and precious promises so we can participate in his divine nature, escape from corruption in this world caused by sinful desires. See, I tell you, Lord help me. It took me a minute to apply this teaching to my faith. I, like most, sought the Lord while still trying to provide everything I need through my efforts. I only saw God as my provider when I hit the end of my means, when there was no one else I could turn to, and making many mistakes along the way. I came to understand that even if God has blessed me to provide for myself, I needed to seek the Lord first so I do not make so many mistakes in carrying out God's will. See, it's all about what God provided. You didn't provide for yourself. See, not only did God provide for those in the past, he's still providing today. For what the King David spoke of many years ago in Psalms 38 still holds true today. See, there's never been a righteous person forsaken by the Lord. Nor have their children begged for bread. God always provides for those who keep their faith in him. See, the Lord continues to provide for every one of our needs, everything thing, our health, our body, our mind, our spirit, showing kindness to those who place their trust in Him. God continues to provide rain from heaven. He provides plenty of food to eat and fills our hearts with joy. God provides. See, He gives us everything you need. You and I need to get out of this habit thinking that God won't satisfy your needs. He wants to give us joy. He wants us to experience happiness. He wants to provide everything we need. But it is His way, and it's not our way. Go with me to Acts chapter 14, verse 7. See, we may think we're providing for ourselves, but as our faith grows, we'll come to know that God has been providing all this time. You thought it was in your strength. You thought it was your ability and your knowledge, but it was God's hand extended, blessing you, providing for you that you may be able to, you know, create or be able to come up with an idea or create, be able to carry out business. God provided for you. Acts chapter 14, verse 7 says, yet He has not left Himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven, crops in their season. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. God provides for us. He's been doing it for a long time. Even though we may not recognize it, even though we may not praise Him, even though we may not give Him glory for it, God has provided for us. We just need to start recognizing where things come from. It's not within ourselves. See, God knows each one of our hearts. He accepts those who give themselves to Christ. He accepts us by giving us the Holy Spirit so we can operate in Christ correctly. God does not make a distinction between people who are in the body of Christ. He purifies all our hearts by faith. See, God wants to provide for everybody that's in Christ Jesus. All of us that have come to Christ, all of us that's given our lives over to Christ, God wants to provide. He wants to pour into us. God provides through His Son, Christ Jesus, so we do not receive the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from God. So we understand what God continues to freely gives and provides to us. So we come to understand what God is doing through Christ Jesus when the Spirit teaches us spiritual truth and spiritual words. See, through the Spirit, the Lord provides everything we need for our common good. Through the Spirit, we can receive spiritual wisdom, gifts of healing, miraculous power, prophecy, discernment, we can discern from God with ability to speak in tongues and ability to interpret tongues. God provides everything we need, not only for our common use, but for our understanding about Him, our understanding of how God is. He provides a means for us to receive. God provides all we need to do His will. While this tent and this body that we live in will groan and be burdened because we wish to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so what is mortal is swallowed up by life, God says. God made us for this purpose, giving us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. God has provided for His people. He will not let you down. You put your faith in God. You put your faith in His Son, Christ Jesus. There's no way you're going to fail. You listen to the Holy Spirit. You do what the Holy Spirit says. You and I remain obedient to God. He will provide everything. You don't have to worry. You don't have to chase. You don't have to be trying to figure it out yourself. God has provided. Get on your knees. Lie prostrate before God. Ask God to give you understanding. Tell Him everything. Forgive me of my sins, God. Give me understanding. Understand what my purpose in life, God. What am I created for so I can serve You and do Your will? God will provide for you. He will lay it out before you so you can be faithful in the things of God. Christ Jesus continues to redeem those who are in darkness so that we can see the blessings of Abraham. And by faith in Christ, we can receive through the Spirit all God provides for His people. It's available for you and I. God has not taken it away. He has not pulled back. He has not regressed not one bit. Everything He's spoken is still there today. But we have to draw near to God. It's God who provides, who calls us to be servants of the gospel through the grace given and working of the power of God. We were nothing before God started providing for us. We received grace so we could preach God's word, so we could serve the Lord, so we could search the unreachable riches of Christ Jesus. See, God provides so we can make God's word plain to everyone. That which was hidden is now revealed through Christ. We have a means into everything that we need to be successful, to do what God is asking us to do, to live good lives before the Lord. God provides each one of us grace as Christ proportionate. Christ is still providing for those who call by God, those who come seeking the Lord. He's ascending on high and leads captives in his train, providing gifts to us, providing for us. I provided lives. He's still there with his hand extended. His blessings coming and pouring out on his people. He provides today. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you're still out there providing for those who walk right, God. And though you attest our faith, God, you want to make sure that we won't waste it. But Lord, once we walk by faith, you won't hesitate to provide for us. Thank you, Jesus. We receive all the fullness of God through our life found in Christ Jesus, who is the head over every power and authority. See, God the Father, through Christ, provides all we need if we trust in him. If we put our faith in him, there's no way God will fail. He'll never fail you. He'll never fail anything that we're trying to do as long as we line up with what God is doing in our life. God provides us mercy. Though we was a blasphemer, a persecutor, a violent person, we was liars, we stole, we was greedy, we were selfish. Come on, we could be true about who we were until we came into Christ Jesus. We were shown mercy because we walked in ignorance and unbelief. And Christ Jesus provided us strength and considered us faithful and appointed us service to God. He brings us out of the darkness into light and gives us understanding. He gives us purpose. He assigns us so we know we can please God. We can fulfill why God created us. See, Christ provides all we need to do God's will. If we lack wisdom, we can ask God who generously gives without finding fault. For God to be our provider, we must believe and not doubt. We know anyone who doubts will not receive anything because we are blown and tossed by all kinds of teaching. See, the Father through Christ Jesus is still providing all we need. He's still got his hand out there. We need to prepare ourselves so we receive everything God wants to pour into us. We need to prepare our mind for actions. We need to become self-controlled so our hope is fully in what God provides, fully in God's grace given to us, so we can receive what Christ provides, what he pours into our life. To receive, we must be mindful of the sinful desires and overcoming Christ Jesus. We can't stay the same. You want God to be your provider? You got to work on your salvation, as the word of God said. You got to put some stuff to death. You got to overcome through Christ Jesus. He will pour into you because he'll test your faith. Your faith is able to pass those tests. God will provide. See, God not only provides what we need to have life, he also provides what we need so we complete our assignment. See, Christ is the living bread that allows us to live forever. The Lord gave his flesh to provide a chance for the whole world to be saved. Christ said, I come so those who don't call on me know me. See, I come for those who talk bad against me to have a chance at this. See, Christ said, I provided a chance for life for everybody. The rich, the poor, the lame, you name it. Christ says, I provided a way for you. All you had to do was come to me. See, God is going to provide for every person based on what they've done. To those who are persistent in doing good, who seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will provide eternal life. This is the ultimate thing you and I got to realize. God's just not providing for this life. He's preparing us so he providing a life to come with him. See, God will provide a way for us to enter in, to live in his presence. God knows how to provide for his people. You and I got to stop thinking about, oh, God, only provide for what I need in this life, God. Yes, we need to be able to live a good life in this world, be able to get through this thing in Christ Jesus. But you and I need to also understand there is a provision that God has for us in the life with him. And you and I can't keep our eyes off of that, just worrying about this. We must understand that God wants to provide completely for us. God provide every spiritual gift we need as we eagerly wait on the return of Christ Jesus. The Lord will keep us strong so we can live a blameless life. God, who has called us into fellowship with his son, Christ Jesus, is faithful. God will provide it. It is a promise God made, and you and I can stand on it. We don't have to worry. We don't be blown to and fro. Let your faith stand on the promises of God, and knowing that God will provide for you, he'll make a way for you through Christ. You'll get out of this situation. You'll grow in the Lord. You'll see the presence of God, the blessings of God on your life. You just got to realize God is my provider. Just like God the Father raised up Christ, he's going to also raise us up. God will provide it, and we must keep ourselves in Christ Jesus. We cannot prostitute ourselves with this world. We must remain faithful to God. He is a provider. Christ brings out everything and pours everything of God on us and establishes us in himself. And therefore, like the word of God says, I am in the Father in me, and you in me. We're all in God. So he provides for everything we need. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 15. See, God through Christ will provide. We don't have to worry. Live our lives in fear. God is greater than all this. He's greater than this pandemic. See, he's greater than your losing your job. He's greater than your employee. See, he's greater than any situation you find yourself in. God is greater. He can provide any answer we need. He can help us overcome all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 15 says, by his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Never. We must understand what God has done for us. He has provided a way out. And you and I can't take that for granted and turn back to this world. We got to understand God has provided me, broke the footholds of Satan off of me. God has freed me from the cares of this world. God has freed us from the desires of sinful desires of our heart. God has provided a way out for us, and you and I must stand on that. Christ will protect us from temptation. The Lord is faithful. He will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. When we're tempted, the Lord provides a way so we are able to stand. He provides a way out for us. But you and I got to want to be out. We got to want to desire the things of God. See, when our hearts feel the sentence of death coming around, we must say, God, you are my provider. We cannot rely on ourselves. We must rely on God. The Lord has delivered us from deadly peril. He will deliver us again. See, God is our provider. On him we set our hope. In him we continue to, he will continue to provide for our needs, and he will deliver us from all harms, God says. We must have faith in this. We must trust in what God can do. See, God provides. Our faith must rest on this. As we pray, we ask the Lord to deliver us from wicked and shameful people, because not everyone has faith, God says. See, the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and protect us from the evil one. We don't have to worry about that. See, he will provide a way through. He will provide what we need in life. He'll provide a way through. He'll provide a way into the kingdom of God. And when we're in the kingdom of God, he'll provide all our needs. God provides. Bless is the person who perseveres on the trial, because they withstood the test. Christ will provide a crown of life to all who maintain their faith in God, who maintain their love for God. God, oh Lord Jesus, you are a provider, God. We got to get this into our faith. We got to get this into our heart, into our spirit. So we cannot struggle to provide out here trying to provide for ourselves, asking God to bless the works of our hand. We got to understand, whatever I can do, God provided for me already. Whatever I can do with my hands, it came from God. We can turn to Jesus. We can grow our faith in what God has provided for us. See, God promised to provide for those who love him. He is faithful. Our faith must grow so it depends less and less on us and more on God. All we need is found in Christ Jesus. Christ is our provider. You and I have to understand that there is nothing we need outside of what Christ can provide for us. God has poured all power, all authority, all dominion into Christ Jesus. So therefore, you and I have to see that I have to have my life in Christ. If I want God to provide for me, I need to be in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what I'm looking for. See, I could be looking for a relationship. But see, a relationship I'm looking for is in Christ Jesus. He provides for me. See, I could be looking for deliverance. God, I need to be delivered. See, but deliverance is in Christ Jesus. You and I have to understand he provides everything we need. You and I must say, Lord, I've been having such a hard time. I need to know what peace feels like, God. But in Christ Jesus is all the peace you need. Peace is provided by Christ. You say, Lord, I've been trying to look for love in all the wrong places, but the love you're looking for is in Christ Jesus. There's no greater love than what Christ has, no wide how deep the love of Christ is. So you want love? Christ is able to provide you love and give you understanding. And for those who like to seek knowledge and understanding, there's no greater knowledge than that which can be found in Christ Jesus. All the knowledge you need is in, he's a provider of knowledge. He can give us all understanding we need. We got understanding. And for those who need to continue to grow our faith, and you want faith, Christ Jesus provides us faith. He increases our faith. He gives us understanding about faith. So our faith grows stronger and we mature in our faith. He provides for everything we need. And all of us, we need grace. Lord, we thank you for the grace you've given us, but continue to provide us grace. More and more grace Christ provides for you and I, so we can make it through this life. Everything we need, Christ Jesus provides. You and I are looking for prosperity out here. The prosperity is no greater than that is in Christ Jesus. We can do everything in God, and God can make everything available to us and pour everything into our lives. We don't have to be out here trying to get it outside of Christ. In Christ, there is prosperity. He provides everything we need. The mercy we need, because we go through so many things in life. Christ provides all the things we need, all the mercy we can ever ask for is in Christ Jesus. You and I have to see this. And when we're sick and through what we're going through this life and pandemic, when we need healing, Christ is our healer. He's the great physician. You and I got to say everything we need regarding healing, Christ provides us. All in Christ Jesus, if we seek him, walk right before him. And when we need and we fall short and transgress and we need forgiveness, the forgiveness we're looking for is in Christ Jesus. He forgives of all of our sins. He bears all our burdens. It is in Christ. Everything we need is provided. The forgiveness we need is provided in Christ Jesus. And when we need salvation, Lord, help me. I not only want to see how you provided in this life, Lord Jesus, Father God, I want to see what you got planned for the life to come, the life with you. So, Lord, help me. I need salvation. So I know full salvation is in Christ Jesus. So everything we need, Christ is our provider, is in Christ Jesus. And you have to understand this, because everything is in Christ, it leads to God's will. So we take it, we say, Lord, I know everything. See, this is when you know Christ is providing for you. Everything you provide for me, God, Lord Jesus, leads to the will of God. And therefore, Christ being in the Father and us being in Christ, and Christ providing for us, puts it all in the Father. And therefore, all of what we give and receive from the Lord does one thing. It does God's will. So you and I have to see that when we're being provided for by Christ, it is to do the Father's will. It's not to do what I want. It's not to do what you want. It is to do the Father's will. This is why Christ is providing for you. He's not providing you for you to go out here and do some selfish and simple thing. He's providing for you so you and I can do and carry out the will of God. See, God provides. We must submit ourselves and resist the devil. God provides. We must come near to God and he will come near to us. God provides. Our sins will be washed away and our hearts purified. See, God provides. Christ, the Lamb of God, is the center of it all. He's the shepherd, our provider. He leads us to the springs of living water. Christ is our provider, our redeemer. He wipes away every tear from our eyes. We must lean on Jesus. He will provide for God's people. Everything you and I need, God's provided through his son, Christ Jesus. Glory to God. God always provides for his people. He leaves no one out. No matter who you are, no matter what color your skin, no matter where you're from, you turn your life over to Christ, God will provide for you. He makes a way for us to receive all that he has promised. Praise God. Praise the Lord. In Christ, we have all we need for life, for salvation, for eternal life with God. Thank you, Jesus. So in the beginning, we believe we could serve God while providing for ourselves. As we grew in faith, we come to understand that there's nothing good in us. Everything we provided for ourselves fades away. It does not last. It even causes harm. Lord, you are our God. You are our provider. We're in you, God, and when we're in need, you are the one we turn to. Not to ourselves, not to others, but you, God. It is you, Lord, we live. It is in you, Lord, we have our being. It is in you, Lord, you are our provider. You are our salvation, God. Lord Jesus, When we need food, God provides. When we need healing, God provides. When we need financial help, God provides. Because we're in Christ. There's no way if what we need leads to the will of God, there's no way God won't provide for us. If we need love, God provides love for us. Everything, all things, everything we need is in Christ Jesus. Everything. The Father wants nothing more than to bless his people, to see his people grow and mature and be prosperous in him. But see, it's what God wants. It's how God delivers it. It is how God provides it, and not how you and I want it to come by, through God. So you got to line ourselves up with Christ Jesus. We got to line ourselves up with the will of God. So when God pours in our life, we stay in alignment. We don't turn to the left. We don't transgress. We don't turn our back and reject the Lord. We understand, God, you provided for me. It is for your will, God. It's not mine. Not my will, but your will be done, Jesus. It's not my will, but your will be done, Father. Help us get an understanding. You are provider, God. You provided from the beginning that we start breathing the first air. You provided breath into our nostrils, God. Oh, Lord, you gave us understanding in our mind. We have ability, creative ability, skills, and ability. It all came from you, God. You provided everything we need. You continue to provide today. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. You're so wonderful. You're so kind. You're so good to us. You're such a provider. You're such a loving, kind God. You provide everything we need. Nobody's in want. Nobody's in need who put their trust in you. Continue to guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.